6:30 spot on time now for our Fitas Diaries, and today is day 3 of our installments, and inshallah today we'll be looking at another perspective with regards to the Fitas community. I'd like you to take a listen and thereafter interact with me on 011-854-1548, also 48855 or 0727-86-1548, because it's a holiday season also, we're keeping it light and at the same time we're keeping it educational.
Fitas, a journey through time. The south side of Fitas, which comprises of the area between 17th and 24th streets, had a notorious and odd reputation. Certain things would only happen in the south, and others would only happen in the north. The south was the wild side, and people from the south were looked at with awe, fear, and sometimes a form of respect. The south side of Fitas had the same living conditions as the north. However, in the south, it appears that only particular types of people lived there. The Indians who were there were mostly Tamils, although there were Malays and Muslims and Hindu Indians in the south. The south comprised of Africans and Coloureds primarily. The south side comprised of working class people who did not own the shops around the area. 20th Street in the south was a self-contained street, almost as dynamic as 14th in the north. Most of the Shabins were on 19th Street in the south. Squatters took up one plot and set up a Shabin which was called House of Suffering. Underworld business and black market goods were often pushed, mainly in the south. People in the south were less restricted, more expressive compared to the north. The Shabins were important as a form of income for the Africans primarily. They used to brew their own beer and hid it underground, since it was not easy for them to sell and buy legal alcohol and liquor beverages. When these Shabins were raided, a lot of the brew was often spilled down into the drains, leaving the streets filled with the odor and stench of liquor. In the south side, dacha smoking or marijuana was rife. It also occurred in the north, but primarily and in more abundance in the south. Most of the gangsters in Fitas were also from the south side. 20th Street was a self-contained street, a community on its own. It had a doctor, a lawyer, a butcher, teachers, an accountant, many gangsters, Shabins, a general dealer, cafes, clothing shops, toy shops, moochie shops, motor spare shops, a panel beater, and a kawali singer, a fruit shop, a place that sold live chickens, a dressmaker, a midwife, a madrasa, a bus driver, a barber, a diary, a dairy, and even a motorbike gang. It was racially mixed and had a wide spectrum in terms of its population. People of the south had a higher percentage of working class people amongst them than people of the north. Despite the differences that may have occurred amongst the people, and despite the different way of living, the north and south classification was not one of great note, or one that held a lot of weight. A Radio Islam production. By Maulana Habib Bobat and Tufail Patel.
Yes, that's the third installment of the Fitas Diaries. We are going to open the lines for you, and also you can interact with us via SMS or via WhatsApp. 011-854-1548 or 48855 or 0727-86-1548. Fascinating indeed, eh? The north and the south. The south was the wild side. People looked upon them with awe, with fear. And it had a mixed group there, Indians, Tamils, Africans, Coloureds, and the 20th Street and the 19th Street, where everything was happening. They had a Shabin there, dacha, marijuana, and gangsters, and you name them. Now, this can only be told by people who were there and who've seen it, or who have heard from their parents. It would be fascinating to hear from somebody about these developments in the Fitas area. We're going to go for a quick break. When we return, inshallah, we'll look at some of the messages that have come through. Some of the interactions coming through. This letter was sent by Brother Rashid Kassam, and he dropped off a letter at the reception for me. So I'm just going to summarize what he has said. He has highlighted the point of unity, and this is a very unique point that every person brings up from Fitas, and whoever we have been speaking to, the first thing they say, we were united. So I don't find it surprising that he also agrees with the same concept here. So a part of it, Kirk speaks about unity, and he says that we played sports at night. Yeah, that was really fun, hey? Playing sports at night under the light. Many represented the country. I think he's referring to the sportsmen. And Fitas broke the back of apartheid. It made it unworkable for the government. Yes, that is also very true. Fitas was known by Charlie Garda as the sports capital of the world. So that's just a summary of the letter that was sent to me. Another message coming through, it reads, Mawlana, did you know Ijaz Khan's family was from the south side? And so were we. That's the message coming through from another listener there. That is a message coming through from one of our listeners with regards to the south side. Well, I suppose people who were there are able to relate to what we are saying here. We are only relating from the book. But there are people who have lived the experience. Perhaps they can share with us their thoughts and their messages on 011-854-1548. Or you can SMS on 48855 or 072-786-1548. There's another message coming through. It reads, we were from the 19th Street, and during our formative years, we inculcated a friendship with the kids from the neighborhood, which has endured up till today, 31 years down the line. This is an interesting one. This is from Hawa Bibi's sister from Extension 9. Now, I don't know if this means the sister of Hawa Bibi from Extension 9 or Hawa Bibi, because it looks a bit confusing. Anyways, let's go to the lines. We have a caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum, Mawlana, how are you?
Gee, alhamdulillah.
My name is Ghani. I'm speaking from Extension 3, Lanesia.
Gee.
I am now 76 year old, and inshallah, if all goes well, I want to see my 80th birthday.
Inshallah.
Right. Now, we went through a lot of hardship in Fridedorp.
Yes.
The name comes from the word. Actually, it comes from Afrikaans. Those people didn't know how to say Fridedorp, so they say Fitas. That's how the word came out, Fitas. But actually, it's Fridedorp. Anyway, we used to live on corner 20 and Delaray Street, Fridedorp, opposite the subway. Can you remember Delaray Street?
I've read about it. I must still go see all these streets.
Yeah. We used to live behind the shop, two rooms and a kitchen. It's like more like a zinc house we used to live. And there was no bathroom and toilet. We only had one bathroom and one toilet. And four families sharing it.
SubhanAllah.
And we went through very hardship. I mean, when we moved into Indonesia, my father, my bhaji actually cried. He said, our toilet in the house. He couldn't believe it, and it was a relief to him. He was full of tears. Anyway, that's how life carried on. We used to live with marbles and tops and kites and kaneki and all that of toys we used to play. And I don't know if you ever saw, there were no dustbin trucks picking up your dirt. Actually, a horse and cart used to come.
Yeah?
Those years, in 1949, 1950, around about that time, four horses used to pull a cart.
SubhanAllah.
Yeah. And now it's all modern technology. And
what do you miss the most today?
I miss the most is a lot of things that I mentioned earlier. How the business was, how the prices were reasonable that time.
Right.
Bread, milk, shoelace, polish was all 5 cents. Today is all about 15 rand and 20 rand. Now, can you believe bread was 5 cents and today is about 12 rand, 12 to 13 rand? Sometimes I feel it's not right, you know what I mean?
And what were the rentals like at that time?
I've still got the old, my father, my bhaji gave me a receipt book. He said, I must keep it. we used to pay rent for our landlord £15.15.
How much would that be today?
That was between the shop and our living quarters at the back. In other words, it's 31 rand 50 cents.
SubhanAllah.
Yeah. One day I asked my father, how much was the light account? He said, 7 and 6 pence a month between the shop and the house, 75 cents a month.
Hmm.
Radio license was 15 shillings a year, and we couldn't pay. Even the phone license, we couldn't pay. 150 a year, we couldn't pay.
Sure.
That's how life was very difficult that time. Today, everything, as I say, is modern technology, and life is very easy today.
Mm, alhamdulillah.
Those years, if it may have took place in 10 years, you would say, Ay Allah, Pak, who called Guzri? You know, you ask yourself a question. Today, after every news, there's a mayyat. After every news, there's a mayyat.
Sure.
But that time, there were no mayyats.
Mm.
Because why? Our life is very easy now, you see.
Jazakumullah for that, uncle. Beautiful call.
Okay, keep well, eh?
Jazakumullah.
And all the best. You're doing a good job.
Jazakumullah for that.
Assalamualaikum.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Yeah, that is a brother calling from Extension 3 and telling us about his experience. How do you say 31 rands rental? Ya lal asaf, where are we? Here's another message coming through. A fond memory was when we awaited the Eid moon to be sighted. All the kids would gather in the evening until the moon was sighted. What was the great atmosphere about is that when the green light would go on in the mosque, everyone knew it was time for iftar. The memories were endless. This is from Hajira Valley from Extension 9. Yeah, that is also covered in the book. You will hear about how the Eids were celebrated and how the people will get the news across when the sighting of the moon did take place. Let's go to the lines again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Mulan?
Ji.
I'm calling about the test.
Yes, my brother. You got the radio on in the background?
Yes, Alan. Can you hear me?
Ji.
No, I'm reminding me of my young days in Fitas.
Hmm.
I was born in Fitas.
Gee.
We were born opposite near the 15th Street Mosque.
Right.
And it just brought back memories to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was there at the time in the masjid when Sheikh Zardar passed away also.
Gee.
And, you know, I was very fond of Sheikh Zardar, and he was very fond of me also.
MashaAllah.
And, you know, yesterday the brother was speaking about the bawlas and all that. On our street there was a church nearby. In the evenings we had to go, we sat around the bawla.
Mm-hmm.
And some brother used to come and all these boys speak about spook stories. I remember at night we were afraid to go out into the yard to go to the toilet also.
Yeah?
That's how scared we were.
SubhanAllah. And tell me about the scholars of that time. Who was there in the community? I know there is Mona Kachalia and all of them. We'll come to that a little later. But
look, the one that I can remember is Maulana Shabir Fakhruddin.
Yes, yes.
No, I'm just thinking about, you know, when Hazrat Omar and used to walk on the street, Shaitan used to go on the other side.
Right.
When you used to see Maulana Shabir Fakhruddin, you used to run on the opposite side. That's how sick he was. There was a Maulana Hurzuk also there.
Gee.
He used to teach in the Shafi Madrasa. And I completed my Nazar Quran when I was 6 years old.
SubhanAllah.
And although from the time, alhamdulillah, I have the love for Quran. Alhamdulillah, there was a strong bond in the community, very strong bond.
Mm.
You know, like, how do you say, the children were everyone's children.
SubhanAllah.
We could go in and out of everyone's house. If our parents weren't at home, then the neighbors used to look after us.
That's really nice, eh?
And there are so many things I could speak about with us, but
Jazakumullah.
I suppose there are many others that want to call in as well.
Jazakumullah for the call, brother.
Jazakumullah. Assalamualaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Here's another message coming through. It says, Malana, won't you also stay in Fitas? No, I don't think I was staying in Fitas. Hanover side falls out of Fitas. I think that will not be included in Fitas. Yes, I used to go to that. I think it's 15th Street. The first masjid is known as the 15th, and the second one is known as the 23rd Street. I used to go there at that time. Yeah, so that's just to clarify that side of the stories. Anyways, we're going to go for a quick break. When we return, inshallah, we'll wrap up with the program. If anybody would still like to contribute, you do have about 5 minutes, inshallah. We are keeping it light, and it is for the listeners at the end of the day to create the nostalgia and to remind ourselves of the unity that we had in the community and perhaps rekindle the same spirit within ourselves again, inshallah. This is a message coming through. It reads, Malala, why are you reading half the message? It's actually the person sent a message saying that I stayed there in Fitas. I must just find out with the people there, that does it qualify or not. It was on this side of the bridge, and I know that side of the bridge is not known as Fitas. It's known as Mayfair, on Hanover Road. So that's where we were. And we used to go to the Fitas Mosque for Salah. Yeah, that's there. But I'm not sure if I do qualify as a boy from Fitas. And then the person sent a more humorous message after that. I'm not going to read it because it is. I was naughty that time, yeah. So those we're not going to rekindle those memories again. Yeah, still naughty, but in a halal way now. But those were the messages that are coming through on the Fitas line. I wonder who this person is. Maybe you can tell me the name and I can have a good laugh, inshallah, off air. Here's another message coming through. The Fitas Diaries is a great segment. Another one says, Alhamdulillah, to all the faithful Fitas followers, keep up the spirit as Fitas will always run deep in our veins and forever entrenched in our memories. Proudly Fitasian. That's another message coming through. Yeah, so you can, inshallah, message me also afterwards, inshallah. It brings us to the end of today's program. It's 6:55 already, just a few minutes to the Maghrib Adhan and the Maghrib break. We will continue tomorrow, inshallah, with part 4. If you want to listen to these segments, you can log on to www.radioislam.co.za. Both, alhamdulillah, both have been uploaded on the website. And can't stop laughing. I think I need to go off air. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.